prepared nothing.
No, I know.
I prepared nothing. I'm just gonna start.
I remember this about you.
I know that I'm gonna start off by telling the audience how excited everybody's been for this week here with you.
Aww, that's sweet.
And like how much life and energy you've brought. Wait, have you started?
Yeah. Or
oh, come on! I can't say this on the. I'm kidding.
Keep it coming.
Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club Podcast. I'm Dustin, as always, back here with Erica Rhodes. Hi, Erica.
You were in the middle of a compliment. Please don't interrupt a compliment with an introduction.
No, I remember from last time, we're going to talk about you more. I know last time you're like, we're not talking about...
No, it wasn't that I cared if you talk about me, but you just didn't have any questions.
I have no questions for you.
Yeah, we were just sitting there. And then you were talking about your guns.
No.
You're like, here's this gun and that gun.
Don't bring it back up. I don't want to talk.
I'm just telling you what happened last time.
We're going to talk about guns. No, I'm not. We're in Lawrence. We've been open a couple months. This is by far our best week here at the club so far. You've brought so much life and to see hundreds and hundreds of people coming through this week for you.
That's so nice.
Everybody's been so really genuinely so excited. Like Jeremy, our social media guy, Sean, the manager, has been watching the numbers. Just everybody's so happy to see this. It's almost like this week with you starts the next step and almost the first step of real growth very early on at this club, because we see several weeks after this, just like boom, 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 boom. And so I'm so glad we could start it.
That's amazing. That makes me feel so good. Because it's a good club and people should know about it.
Should know about you. They do know. Look, they barely know about you. I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, I think people are coming because of that Chompany Ramsey clip. That's it. That's my whole claim to fame.
No.
I'm not complaining, but that is it.
You're so much more than that.
I know. I mean, I did a whole hour leading up to it, so at least when they come, it's not like just one joke. They know I have an hour.
We've done an hour. And
I did an hour, and then I did the joke at the end.
Do you find that weird doing bits that are viral and are getting like mass attention online?
I think that I'm really proud that I have a second bit part of it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I think that wraps it up nicely. Otherwise, I wouldn't keep doing it.
Is there a fear or a hesitation of like, are they going to respond as well? Or you're like...
Well, no, now I've done it enough that I know they really want it. If I don't do the jokes, they'll be disappointed.
They'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
do that.
I'm a one hit wonder. I have a joke, but then I have an hour of other jokes.
They're hits. They're all hits.
Yeah.
You're a hit. You're the hit.
I'm the vehicle the joke came through.
Yeah. No. What? No. I'm nothing without that joke. That's not none of
that. People are obsessed. I mean, it's weird. They're obsessed. Like, every time they come to the show, they afterwards are like, that Chicago news clip.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I do. I know you said I wouldn't become prepared. I do have a question for you.
Wow, you prepared a question? This is out of character.
You're going to love this. You're going to love this.
Okay.
Do people ever ask you weird questions after the show?
Wow, I wonder where you got that question from. Was it from 5 minutes ago when I said it? Is that how you prepare the interview? Is you ask a question that I already gave the answer to?
I'm just going to wait for your answer.
Yes. They say ask me weird questions. Yes, I wonder how you knew that.
How did you know that? What type of questions do they ask you? Do people ever think that you have an accent, Erica Rhodes?
No. Never! I don't know what you're talking about, Dustin.
Just kidding.
Where are you getting your information? This isn't accurate.
Just cancel the whole podcast.
Wow, you must be like stealing from someone else's interview, because this isn't me.
I love seeing how busy you are. I love seeing how much attention you're getting online and how successful
you've been believing in me before all that, so that's a testament to you. You know, when club owners actually believe in people before they get anything, it's like those are the people that I think should be rewarded because they actually believe in the talent.
Oh, that's sweet. I mean, you're...
Isn't that nice?
I like that.
See, I prepared too.
What? Can we just compliment each other?
Yeah, let's just compliment each other. No, you're amazing.
I love that sweater.
I love your sweater.
Oh, and your
I
socks.
Love how your socks match your sweater.
Your socks.
These socks I got here, actually.
Because you got the... Oh, you bought those here?
I bought those
in
here.
Lawrence?
In Lawrence. And I bought these boots in Lawrence.
Really?
Yeah, I've been looking for Bloomstone boots.
And do you remember the name of the store?
I don't know, but I told a guy about the club, and he goes, I don't get out much. I don't think he's coming.
It's our target audience.
Yeah, right there. Not the shoe guy.
Was it a...
I don't get out much.
Was it a shoe store?
Yeah, he was really good at selling shoes, but he was not into comedy.
You had a carpet threat on your boots.
Thank God you got that. Thank you.
But those are cute. That pink... Was that... What is that called? A fray? I want to say the pink fray.
Oh, yeah. It has a pink fray. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it matches my sweater by accident.
Yeah. I did pulled it on purpose. I was like, hey, there's...
Wow. Look at us.
Yeah, I know. Socks and sweaters.
This is killing it, man.
I see a lot of people try to match their shoes to their shirt these days.
Oh, I don't really...
I think that's kind of... Like, I like to pull from the sock with an accessory.
I do the sock as well.
Yeah.
The shoe's a little on the nose, but I do the sock as well.
Yeah. I needed smiles today. I needed to be happy.
Oh, so are you feeling a little down?
No. You know what it is? I've been really... I've been feeling stressed.
Right. Me sleeping. Too. I've been sleeping... Suddenly been sleeping too much now.
I'm sleeping... I'm back to unhealthy sleeping habits.
Well, are you a nocturnal person too? I'm a nocturnal.
Yeah. And
I will stay up all night.
I'm nocturnal and I have to be up at 7 o'clock every morning.
Well, then you can't be nocturnal.
Oh, that to this.
To you?
Yeah.
You can't be nocturnal.
It's the... I've talked about it mildly on the podcast before. It's the one thing that I was really never able to change or adapt as a parent. I was never able to change my sleep schedule, but I have to be... I still have to be up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
How old's your kid now?
10 and 11.
Oh my God.
He's both. They're... It's two.
Two of them. Yeah, okay.
Depends on the day.
He's 10 and
12 or 17. I don't know.
Yeah, because you have to take them to school and stuff.
I do. They're good. Yeah.
Can you go back to sleep?
Naps? So I am an afternoon napper because when I drop them off, I get home and I just get on the computer and get straight to work and I'll just report, you know, and I... Whatever, email booking, stuff like that. And I'm waiting on a new mattress, too. My mattress is about 6 years old. I'm upgrading to a king size from a queen.
Wow, things are going well for you.
Yeah. I get a new mattress.
Yeah, that's big.
You know what I got today?
What? A gun?
I do.
I haven't touched that thing since, literally since the last time. Look, for anybody who didn't see our last episode, I talked about it. We did talk about that. I had this shotgun. I never used it. The first time I went out to shoot happened to be the same day that
you prepared your interview for that podcast.
Nothing, and I have not touched it since. I don't.
Okay.
I'm not. It's not. It's just there.
Yeah. Okay.
It was important to me to go out and shoot it because I never had. Now that I have, I feel more comfortable with it.
That's good. I should get a gun too.
Do it. Get a little
pink protection.
A little pink handgun.
Yeah.
Strawberries.
I like a pink gun.
Pink gun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
We can go out. Gotcha.
I knew we'd get around to guns eventually.
You've brought this up every time. I'm pretty slow.
I did not bring up the guns the last time.
But this time.
Every time.
Twice.
Well, it's just because remembering what...
Is that the lasting memory? You're just like, he just talked about guns the whole time.
No, it actually came out well because it was just not a forced conversation. That's good because it's better than someone being like, so how'd you get into comedy?
Yeah.
That's the last thing I want to say.
So today
was
like domestic happiness. It was like this I bought and had delivered today.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier this week. No.
Oh, socks? Oh, sorry.
I went out and bought it this week. I was so excited. Delivered today, installed a brand new washer and dryer.
Wow, grown up era.
Yeah, they were about 10 years old. My washer was like, Right. It was just, you could hear this thing go crazy. And it was just, it was time. It was, they were ready for, I got Maytag and I was like, I remember saying to the guy when I bought it too, I was like, no part of me as a child ever thought I'd grow up to be so excited to get a washer.
That's how I felt when I got my dishwasher. Yeah, when I moved into an apartment with a dishwasher, I was elated. I was like, oh my God, I have a dish. You just press a button now?
Do you use it?
Yes.
All the time.
Every day.
Do you run it every day?
Almost every day.
Even if it's not full, like a small load?
No. Well, sorry. It's like when it's full. I'm gone, I'm usually gone. So
they ask, if you have lunch, you're home, you have lunch, you got a plate and a cup. Do you set it in the sink and then...
I'm falling asleep during this question. Do you think that they're going to be falling asleep during the...
No, it's fine.
No? Okay.
Do you let your sink fill up with a few dishes and then load the dishwasher? Or do you rinse
I rinse it.
Put it in the dishwasher?
I'm really good at putting dishes away right away.
Like immediately?
Immediately.
It looks like you never eat.
It looks like I don't eat?
Well, I mean, if you don't have dishes, it's like, it's clean. It's always clean and stuff. It's nice.
Yeah, but I'm not good with clothes. I'm not like that with clothes. My clothes are everywhere. Mm-hmm. But my dishes are in the dishwasher.
You're in an apartment?
I'm in an apartment.
My
clothes are everywhere.
Do you have washer and dryer in your apartment?
No.
So that...
Right? Yeah.
It's hard.
Right around the corner, though.
Do you have to go to a laundromat?
It's in my apartment building, but it's literally around the corner.
You still have to get there.
Yeah, I still have to go outside my apartment.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
Like, waiting. Is it the kind of thing where other people are using it?
You're
like,
yeah, someone might be using it. Have to see people.
So, when you, at the end of the day, it doesn't go to the hamper. Just wherever you're standing.
My clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my clothes are on my couch, on my bed. They're everywhere.
It's like my children.
Yeah. I'm like a child with my clothes.
I would... piled up in the back of the living room, hey, could you please come? I would be like, Erica, could you please come get your underwear off the living room floor?
Exactly.
I would not.
Yeah. And then I bought a new dresser because I just didn't have enough room for my clothes.
The dirty clothes?
No, the clean clothes.
Laundry hamper.
Yeah, but the clean clothes.
It sounds like you need a new laundry hamper.
I probably need both. I need another dresser and I need another laundry hamper. Do you call it laundry or laundry? Do you say I'm doing a laundry or doing my laundry?
Neither. And I need to do laundry.
I say I'm doing a laundry sometimes.
A laundry?
A laundry. I need to do a laundry. I say I need to do a laundry.
No.
Man. Yeah.
Okay.
It's incorrect.
I was emailing somebody tried to offer me a weekend on an agent tried to offer me a weekend on a comic. And I was like, well, maybe we could do a one-off, right? And I like this award.
Who was it? Just kidding. Who's a one-off?
But my brain went crazy on this one because it's supposed to be an before a vowel, followed by but an one-off is not the right way to say that. Mm-hmm. Sick, you know what I mean? And my brain's like, this is...
No, it's not an one-off.
It's a one-off.
And that's like when people say Sarah and I's apartment.
An ostrich.
When they make eyes a possessive.
Is that when people say
eyes?
Oh.
It drives me insane.
Yes.
Doesn't that drive you nuts?
It's insane. I'm still obsessing over this and thing.
Well, I'd obsess about the eyes more.
Guys?
Eyes. Possessive I is my. You don't say Dustin and I's.
Right. It's my.
Podcast. You say Dustin and my podcast.
Dustin and my podcast. Dustin and I.
Some people go Dustin and I's.
I could say Erica and I are doing a podcast.
Yeah, that's fine. But you don't possessify I.
I.
Yeah.
I is. Well, some people do.
Well, they're dumb.
You hear that? You dummy?
You're dumb.
I is. Yeah, I like your necklace. You have a lot of these, too. They, flare.
This one says lucky on it.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you're a lucky person?
Yes, in some ways.
Where do you see luck happen in your life?
That I'm somehow still alive.
Just that. That enough is going to do it.
That I'm still somehow doing this. I don't know. It's lucky to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Some people don't get
I didn't look at it as luck, though. I mean, but when you were on stage and I was thinking about just looking at this packed house and all the whole week. Yeah. I was feeling very grateful. Yeah, I'm lucky that I am able and were able to be in this position. But luck would be like you somebody came up to you in a diner is like, how would you like to have a career in comedy? And it's like,
yeah, that's true. Like luck without the.
You're lucky that you have a work ethic and a talent that's like, you know, going to carry you through the determination.
Yeah, hard work.
Like, I thought about luck. Like,
they say luck is when hard work meets opportunity.
I think luck is a slot machine.
Kind of, you know what I mean?
Like, this is like, you know, hey, I'm so glad I'm me.
Yeah, there's a difference between, like, what earning
I'm me.
I'm lucky I don't say I's. I'm lucky to be in the tiniest green room in the history.
We could have
green rooms.
It's carpeted though. I got really nice carpet in here.
And it is nice cute. It is cute. It's just a little. Need a window or something.
What if we painted a window?
Would that feel the same as an actual? I feel like it needs a skylight. Right? That's need something.
That's not going to happen, though. I can't put a skylight in here. I could make one on the ceiling.
Man.
What would you like me to do in here?
Bang down a wall so it's bigger.
Huh. Could it be? It is a little small. Yeah. But it's here. And I had
better than no green room.
I had, right. That's where it was.
And it is cozy. It is cozy.
Yes. It's in the kitchen. It is definitely not the green room of Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a Coke closet when I took over this place. But you know how awesome the green room is in KC?
Yeah.
Before us, you know what that was?
What?
Men's bathroom.
Wow. And so you could just bang down something.
I guess I could, but...
You could bang down the wall.
It's a lot of money. I mean, like...
No, don't do it.
We're brand new.
No comic has ever been like, the green room wasn't nice. They don't care.
Sometimes.
Well, maybe once in a while.
If it's horrible, or if they don't exist. I hear some of those don't have
it. Some have like mold in them.
Oh, are you serious?
Bad. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is the color too bright? It's a bright. I wanted to be bright, but it's small.
Blue is nice. I like it.
We were supposed to do this yesterday, and I was, no joke, wearing a hoodie the color of this one. I'm like, oh no. So I'm glad we ended up having to do it today.
Yeah, see, that's luck.
I would have been...
That's luck that your car broke down.
Maybe I am lucky.
You are lucky.
It didn't break down. My battery died. I pulled up and I put on my flashers to unload something out front. And then I went and parked in the parking lot and I never turned my flashers off. And so five and a half hours later, I go out to look for this Tascam microphone. And I'm like, my car is dead.
So lucky.
And we tried to jump it, and it wasn't working. And I'm like, maybe it's because it's a hybrid. I have to do it differently. So, and I was trying all this stuff. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to go look at the connections because my door guy hooked it up to the battery of the truck. And I went and checked it. And the positive connection on the battery terminal was just so corroded. And I'm like,
oh, no.
So I just took it off and I started banging on the corrosion.
Oh, my God.
And as soon as I clamped it on, my car just started, and I'm like,
this was all when I was just like, are we doing the podcast?
We did it.
We did it now.
We did it. I'm like, do it.
Which clip are you going to use? The part where you talk about your gun, the part where you talk about your mattress, the part where you talk about your car.
Into the washer, dryer.
The washer, dryer.
Your laundry, maybe your laundry.
Oh, my laundry?
Your dirty laundry.
Okay.
Have you thought about signing up for a laundry service?
No.
I mean, they charge by weight. It might not. I mean, it could be. I mean, I don't know your laundry situation, but if you just had somebody...
It's not that hard for me to do my laundry. It's harder for me to put away my clothes because I don't have enough room.
Okay.
So, and then I bought what I was in the middle of saying. I bought a dresser, but it smells weird. So I have to return it by the time I get back because it just smells weird.
Did you buy it from a store?
I ordered it from Living Spaces.
Okay.
And it just smelled like... weird.
Do you like couch? I had a lot of furniture in my house for Living Spaces.
Yeah, they're good. But I got one dresser from them and it didn't smell. And then I got another dresser and it did smell. And I was like, this is weird.
How long have you had it?
I've had it for like 2 weeks.
Send it back quick.
I know, but I've been like gone, you know.
Just call them tomorrow. Schedule a pickup.
I will.
You could be coming up on a...
No. I have to return this.
Yeah.
It smells really bad.
Can you clean? Is it cleanable?
I try. I put baking soda in it and did nothing. So it smells bad. Ooh. It smells like chemical.
So I wonder if it was treated. Well, maybe it'll go, air out after. It
hasn't.
That's weird.
2 weeks.
That's.
I don't want to put my clothes in. Then they'll smell.
Then they're going to smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Does your bed have drawers on the side of it?
No.
Do you have a bed frame?
I do have a bed frame.
Like a headboard thing?
A baby headboard.
A baby headboard?
Yeah, it's kind of a shitty headboard.
Oh, okay.
I need a new one.
Yeah. Get one, and they make them with drawers on them.
I've done that before. I never use the drawers in the under the bed.
I'm just thinking of, space.
I know.
Clothing space.
I just need another dresser.
I've wanted a dresser, too. A similar dresser. Nebraska Furniture Mart. I have so much credit with them. But they don't probably have them.
Yeah, I don't know it.
In L.A. But they're, it's living spaces would have. I have a whole set. I'm stupid domestic. I have a headboard with a matching nightstand and a matching dresser. Yeah. I have a bedroom set.
Wow.
And I bought the smaller dresser version of my dresser so I can have more.
Wow.
I'm like,
yeah. This is what I aspire to, is having matching everything.
Matching everything. I have so many socks that I'm like, I want a new dresser so I can have a drawer in that for my socks and then bring my t-shirts out of my walk-in closet.
Wow, I could have so much if I lived in Kansas.
Oh my God, so much. So much.
I could have a mansion.
You could have a walk-in closet.
Wow.
Walk-in.
Wow.
Christopher Walken.
How much does a house cost here?
My,
still like 500 grand for a house?
500 grand is getting you, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
Getting you probably in a nice neighborhood, in a decent neighborhood.
Yeah.
You can easily find like 350 or 3,500 square feet. Okay. Big, nice.
Really? For 500 grand?
For
okay.
I just
need to sell out a couple more weekends.
And we're there.
And buy a house.
I mean, I imagine for what you pay on apartment rent.
Yeah.
In LA.
Probably by now.
Easily pay mortgage payments. But, you're not getting on the store. But if you're traveling.
I'm not good at saving money.
If you're, is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Need somebody to go.
If I have money, I'm like, I have money. And then I'm like, I don't have money now. I spend it.
How do you say you don't save money bad? I'm on this all the time. I'm like, I need to save better. Like, I think I'm.
I literally do. No one taught me anything about money. I have no concept of it.
Save some?
Wow. Thanks. This is why nobody can teach about money. Why don't you save your money?
You track your travel expenses and all that through the year?
No.
Oh, boy. She's gonna start making real money. You might be like, end of the year, you're gonna have nothing, no taxes. Yeah. It's gonna.
Well, my accountant estimates. She estimates stuff.
You do have a good accountant, so.
Yeah, she estimated pretty accurately, I think.
Okay, so at least does she work with you monthly, quarterly?
Don't put that out.
What?
Don't put that out.
Well, you're caught up now, right?
I'm caught up. Yeah.
Oh, the first time I filed taxes, I'm pretty sure I back paid about or. Filed about 4 or 5 years.
You know what I also forgot to do is I had jury duty for a third time, and I was supposed to call in every night, and I called in every night and then forgot to the fourth. So now I'm like probably gonna get jury duty a fourth time, and or I might get
what do they do to
make sure? Fine. I don't know. I'll find out now because this is my third time.
They really want you on a jury.
They really want me.
Why?
They're probably like, she hasn't ever done it.
Just have opinions about everything.
Yeah, but somehow I haven't even made it to the courthouse to have to do that.
For the interview to see.
Yeah, I haven't even made
it. You have to show up and just hate everything and know everything.
Okay.
Right?
I already know that. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't like men.
I don't like men. I don't like women.
I don't like men or women.
Genders or non-genders. I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like any colors of people or Crayolas. Including white people. I hate everybody.
Yeah. And
any chance I have to put somebody in jail, I'm going to put somebody in jail. So please.
Yeah.
Please put me on that jury so I can put
somebody in jail.
It's actually just be all.
I have a lot of resentment and I'd love to take it on whoever is guilty.
Or who I assume.
Or who might be guilty.
Or might not. I don't care.
Yeah. I have a disorder where I just think everyone's guilty all the time. I'm a very paranoid woman. I'm a comedian, so I just think everyone did it.
It's actually been a lifelong dream of mine.
To be a jury?
To just to find people guilty on the jury duty.
Here's the thing is I do want to be on a jury.
You want
to. But I just haven't been able to do it.
Can you imagine if you got stuck with some long trial?
Yeah, be annoying. But it might be interesting. See how it works. I think the show started.
I heard.
Where's my spinach dip?
Sierra told, well, they're not bothering us, so we're going to wrap up. We're going to let you go. She missed the 5 minute if couples.
All right. Well, this is totally going to go viral.
This last part was great, too. But you know what? Just sitting down with you is wonderful.
Oh, you too, Dustin.
Your calendar is so healthy.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad the club's doing well. I'm
glad you're doing well. And glad we can do well.
Yeah, I'm glad that this worked out this weekend.
And then we'll bring you back to KC in like another 9 months.
Yeah.
Which I really like as a learning thing, too, is like, because this is a new club to see, like, you were just in KC 6 months ago.
Right.
And now you're here selling hundreds of tickets. And so,
we're not competing. But there were some people that came from KC that just saw me.
Like, and we're wanted to 35 to 45 minutes to an hour, depending on where you are in KC. Wow. But there's so many people here, like, and then Topeka, 20 minutes from here as well. That
they came again.
It's its own market, but also there's a crossover.
Yeah. So if people want to come back, they will.
Right.
But.
Yeah. And people from here go there and they come here and there. And then here is coming here. It's just.
I think it's going to work out.
I'm very excited. Yeah. It makes me happy.
It's good to be in a college town. You know, it's good to
have. Yeah, but that's not who we're. College kids are gone. 25% of the year. We need the town who there's not a lot of adult entertainment geared toward. It's all college based, kids based. So like, it was
good for the adults.
It was. I mean, 6 months after we opened was winter break. It was never our intention to like gear towards the college students out of the gate. It's like because they're gonna come and go. But the people who live here and live in Topeka, we need them coming out regularly.
Yeah,
that's who we need to like to build with. So
yeah, I think they are.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. Thanks, Dustin.
Where can they follow you and find you?
Just on my Instagram.
Where do you grocery shop? Find her at the grocery
store. That's why I have no money.
Erica, you're wonderful. I love you.
You too.
We got three more shows here. We're going to go do them. Follow Erica Rhodes. Subscribe to the Comedy Club. See a show at the club, Lawrence or Kansas City. It's the Comedy Club, Kansas City, or the Comedy Club, Lawrence. And thank you. Bye. Good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I had a nut at the very end.
You're nutty.
You're nutty.